stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Yeah. I'm here with Cleveland. Jesse Mejeras of CKY.
What's Cleveland's new name?
Chad Eigensburg, who's not of CKY.
Ice Road Refrigerator.
Maddie J.
Yeah. I'm the fridge gorger, apparently.
No, you're the... Wait, where's Shipberg?
I bought you so much macaroni and cheese, you could drown in it.
Shipberg, get your ass over here, boy.
Chad.
You could drown in my macaroni and cheese.
You have to understand, like, look at me. Boof shops for me, and she always has groceries at the house.
True.
And one day we were fresh out. So, like, I decide to go to the grocery store. Me at a grocery store. I went.
I love the grocery store.
Well, picture me.
I go there for fucking fun.
I like it too.
I haven't been to one in ages. And I bought three things. A frozen pizza that I really, really wanted. Macaroni and cheese.
Why would
and then,
you really, really want a pizza, but you buy a frozen one?
Because I knew that I'd want it later.
Oh, I can't wait to thaw this thing out. And
exactly.
Wait,
yeah.
And cook it.
Frozen pizzas are good sometimes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, and then a purple Gatorade.
I wouldn't know.
I leave for 2 days.
Gatorade.
I come back, and they're all everything that I bought was all gone. You know how mad that made me?
Yo.
Because I bought it myself, and I knew that I wanted it.
But it turned into me being the one who ate it all, which is not true.
What kind of frozen pizza was it?
Bam, don't you know the house that
it
you
was
live in?
Tostino's, I love it.
Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Jess.
It's the best-selling pizza in America.
Let Jess talk.
If I brought a case of beer here, two cases, or eight, they would get drank
immediately. He thinks it's all me, though.
They would get drank?
Yes.
He thinks it's all me because I shouldn't be having people over at his house when he's gone, which is true, and I didn't.
You're a liar.
But there were people who came over.
If you're going to lie...
I couldn't kick out because they were your friends.
Cleveland, if you're going to lie,
gonna name names.
Remember your lies. Because you told me 5 days ago that this is what happened. There's this dude at Kildare's, and I show up, and this dude comes up, and he goes... Yo, Bam, I was just at your house, like, fucking raging it up the other night.
He wasn't excited.
I'm like, you were?
Right.
He's like, yeah, I was in the
Lie.
Hot tub. Cleveland invited me
Lie.
Over. I was in
Lie
there.
How?
Hanging out.
Watch the cameras.
And then I confront Cleveland about it, and he admits it. And then now 5 days go by, and now he's
Can
telling
I talk?
Me it's not true.
Can I tell you what I admitted to?
Pick your lie.
Okay, listen. This is what I admitted to.
Hasn't Bam kicked you out, like, 15 times, like...
I can't kick him out. He has no fucking car.
Cleveland,
yeah,
what are you drinking? Champagne?
That's all that's left.
Champagne?
We have a drinking problem. There's nothing left to drink.
You don't even have a car.
Dude,
to
Cleveland's
get...
Cleveland's at your house drinking champagne and shit? Like...
No, it's white wine.
Okay. Anyway, what happened that night was I was into this girl at the bar. You always say I can have one girl over.
Yeah, one, not a
or
dude.
Or two. One or two. That night,
hanging
I texted
out,
you, and I said, I have two girls coming over. You said, fine, no one else. So they came over. Then the one girl... the girl I was with, her friend's boyfriend,
what's he doing here?
I'm sounding like an idiot.
Chippers.
Her boyfriend
hey, Jed.
Came over to pick them up so they could leave. And I was like, okay, now they can leave.
He
comes
said
over,
that he was in the hot tub raging
no,
with you.
He came and stood next to the hot tub while I was in the fucking hot tub with the chick that I was with and his girlfriend. He was annoyed, obviously. They
I'm
got
annoyed.
Up and they
with
left
you.
And they went home. That's what happened. That's the truth. I'll call him out right to his face. We can go to the bar.
Was that the purple Gatorade pizza night? Is what I like to do
yeah.
is I like to go to the grocery store
so
and buy Gatorade for Cleveland to drink, frozen pizza
drink.
For Cleveland to eat.
It's not on my diet.
Macaroni and cheese for Cleveland to
not
eat.
Not on my diet.
It's supposed
no,
to be
I did
Cleveland
eat
the, to
I did eat the mac and cheese all day.
That's
probably that dude who you brought over ate it.
I'll admit to the mac and cheese.
Not to sidetrack, but Cleveland, when you drink your champagne glass, do you like put your pinky
yeah,
out?
My grandma taught me that. She's from England. I can't help
Maddie
it.
Maddie J puts his pinky
she
out.
She really did. No, she taught right, me that.
For the listeners out there, Cleveland is now drinking out of a nice champagne
you
glass
have to stick the
with
right...
his pinky
yes.
sticking out.
My grandma's from England. She taught me that. She didn't tell me it was a gay thing. I just thought it was the right thing to do.
Shipper drinks like that, too.
Yeah, after about midnight.
He drinks his PBRs.
Now
his
I'm
going to
do this
out.
All
yeah.
night.
That's
Thanks.
What P stands for, pinky. PBR. Wait, what's his new nickname?
What was it? It was a long haul.
No, it was
Ice Road fucking refrigerator.
FDR.
Ice Road refrigerator.
No.
Because I'm from Alaska.
FDR.
Fucking it. Dick Rider.
No. Fridge Destroyer.
Fridge Destroyer represent.
Yeah. But no, Jess has a point. If
Ice Road if refrigerator.
It's this house. Don't forget. People come over here all the time to eat that food.
I mean,
I try to be
true.
Respectful. I take the brunt
well,
of
listen,
it.
Asshole.
I'm
he
like,
watches,
okay,
he
I'm
watches
sorry.
Him eat it.
If you say that some... Did somebody else eat it then?
They come here to
some
eat it?
Some of that food,
hold
yes.
on. Somebody
yes.
else ate my
I'm
food?
Not, yeah.
That means that you invited somebody over, asshole.
No.
So you may as well...
No,
ate,
I wasn't
no,
home.
You
I
may as well you
no,
may as well
he's
ate
right,
it yourself.
He's right. He wasn't home for those 2 days. There were people here that if I told them to leave, you would have been mad because they were your close enough friends.
I was here the other night
who
and there
then?
Was a
I'm
pagan,
not, not
two strippers.
Why would you not say?
I'm not throwing anyone under the bus. I'm not doing it. I'll take the
well, what's
for
the
it.
Problem if somebody shows up who's my
I'll
close
take,
friend?
I'll take
That's
the
fine.
Wait,
they didn't
man.
Know that I was home.
Any random time when I stop over here, like, for instance, the other night, there was a full-blown band of pagan strippers.
Yeah.
What else?
And a banker.
Help me out
the
here.
The strippers didn't strip, though. They were just here.
I almost got with one,
what,
man.
Dude, what's,
they probably came
what's
with the
his
pagan.
Name again? Big Bear.
Big Cock blocked me.
Big Bear?
Big Bear.
Dude,
bear.
Strippers, I've heard him called Bear before and Big. So
strippers always
one.
Almost fuck everybody, right, Chad?
Big Bear.
Stripper's job
you know
is to almost fuck
I said,
everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I said, Big, do you want a beer? Block. And he goes, I'm allergic. I break out in handcuffs.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I've heard that one. Yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
pretty awesome.
Yeah. I've heard that one.
Cleveland's heard that one.
I have.
We all care.
Well, apparently you don't.
Help.
Wiki,
hold
care.
On. Chad, listen to this.
I can't.
Tell the story about what Cleveland just said.
Oh, no.
Yeah, do it.
What I just said.
This is what he said. Go.
This is embarrassing. I'd rather not do this.
She doesn't want to say it.
All right, well, you're a witness.
I am a witness, yes.
Can I get a witness?
He was talking about...
Can we see what this is going to be about first?
He goes, bam, so I'm talking to this girl. Like, she thinks that, you know, I bang out a bunch of dudes and shit.
And then he realized that he meant to say chicks.
That's
and
true.
He really fucked that up.
I slipped dudes. Yes, I did.
The Freudian slip. What's wrong with you?
Dude, I don't know. We joke about dudes all the time. Maybe I thought we were.
I heard you on Shade 45 saying you would blow a dude, and you said it so many times.
I said to make the whole Lambo diesel situation go away, I'd probably blow a guy.
Isn't that Eminem
right,
station? Or
look,
whatever?
Yeah.
You know what? I'll tell you. You suck one fucking dick, and you're gay forever.
Well, I've never
like,
done
come
one.
On.
I've never done it, so.
Me neither.
I'm still cool.
I was teaching Phil and Ape how to follow your Twitter because they want to follow it.
Oh,
why
no, they
why
don't.
Why do they
want to
follow my Twitter?
Oh, they would hate me.
And
don't
the first thing on there is just, I read Cleveland's diary,
oh,
dot, dot, dot. He's gay.
Don't let them. Jess, please don't touch him. I think your mom already hates
but
you.
But no, like, I say, like, they know how to.
Like a 10-year-old lad.
Like, Phil and Ape, like, want to know, like, all
why?
This, where you're, what you're
they
doing
do.
And stuff. That's so true. I'm like, all right, I'll teach you a little
keep,
trick.
Keep track.
No, don't teach. Yeah.
Twitter is a new GPS.
Don't do
it's
it.
Like,
is.
It's the new GPS.
Don't do good. It. That, I think your mom already hates me.
Cleveland, what's the big deal that everyone knows you shit?
I know.
I don't like
the fact.
First off, I don't like the word shit. It's gross. I hate
I take
it.
Offense to that, sir.
I hate the word
shit. Yeah, that's
shit.
His name.
He doesn't understand,
you're,
Jess,
nah,
that
you're
the
fine.
More. Listen, Cleveland. The more
that's
that you
it.
Say that you don't like it, the more I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
So if someone says that I'm sitting in your bathroom,
if you say,
blowing
ha, ha,
it up, that's embarrassing.
Keep going, then it's no more fun for me. Yeah. The fact that you're just like, Ben, please don't tweet another thing about me taking a
you
shit.
You know what's...
It makes me want to do
it
more.
You know
it
why
more.
It makes me mad? Because it's not even true. I shit once every 4 days.
I almost...
Yeah, I shit way less than everyone in this
now
room.
Now everyone's laughing at you for real.
Dude, I seriously almost...
He doesn't understand that, Chad.
I went on there this morning and I almost
I'm
spit
not
coffee
a
all over my
shitter.
Computer just reading.
All right,
him.
Cleveland can't shit. Cleveland's
you know,
constipated.
You
now
know,
chicks like you,
if you
I
say,
am.
If
I'm
you
constipated.
Say, don't talk about my ass, Bam's going to say... Get that big
right.
red monkey ass
That's
over
true.
Here.
That's true. That's true.
Didn't some girl twit?
Shit,
yeah!
Didn't some girl say that she wanted to shit on you?
Yes! I got some crazy girl on Twitter saying she would. She's like, oh, so I heard you're into shit.
Is
I
she German?
You're
she
into
said,
it.
I would shit all over.
Well, here's what you got to do.
German,
no,
isn't she?
No, no,
you
no,
got
no,
to rent a room. You got to rent a room. You got to rent a room for
Poland.
That shit.
Poland.
Dude, do not be thing. Shitting all up in the palace.
Well, we're
I'm
doing,
not a shitter.
This is not a dookie palace.
We're when doing, I shit, I do it in secret because I'm like, I won't even fart around my own friends.
Yeah, shit in the
like,
woods.
I'm not that kind of guy.
You won't even fart.
Listen, asshole.
I won't.
We were doing Jackass Press. Shut up, Cleveland. You're rude. When we were doing Jackass Press in Germany, this interviewer is going, so we watched Jackass 2, and we just want to know, like, what is your fascination with, like, shit? and Tremaine just goes,
I agree.
What's your fascination with shit? Last time I checked, every German porn that I watched, people are getting fucking shit on and fisting and
it's not a German porn unless
in
it's
Germany
a little
they asked him that?
Yeah. But what's your fascination with shit? Any kind of muffed up porn is usually German or
what
Japanese.
What is your fascination with shit?
Why don't you just scheiß on me? Oh yeah, scheiß.
Oh yeah.
Scheiß.
Shit in my move.
Yeah, shit in my move.
Shit in my move.
Shite Spuggle.
When CKY's B-Sides album came out, I was doing some radio stuff, like morning shows, and it was K-Rock's morning show. And, like, Kel ran out to run errands, and in the background, I'm doing this interview. I'm like, it's only 5 minutes. It'll be fine. Of course, my daughter, Scarlett, just comes up like, Dad, can you help me wipe my butt? And, like... On this morning show, it was plain as day. Like, Los Angeles heard Scarlett ask me help her
She's
wipe
like,
her butt.
Could you wipe my ass?
Like, everyone on the 405 heard about my daughter's butt.
One time I pulled
kids
up.
Kids don't get it, though.
Listen, Tony Hawk, he says to stop by one time, so I do. And then I see his 2-year-old kid, Spencer, chewing on a piece of dog shit.
Oh, man.
I walk in his door.
Oh, well.
Like, hey, man, how's it going? I'm like, how's it going? I'm like, your kid's outside chewing on a hunk of dog shit. He's like, shut up. I'm like, no.
Yeah, he's going
he
places.
Really is.
He's going places,
so he
dude.
Goes out there. It's like,
really
shit.
Going for it out there.
There's shit all over his mouth. He's like, Spencer, no.
No.
You know what? He was just getting ready for corporate America. may as well swish it around a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you, man, it's been good to see you guys. It's been a little while.
What, are you leaving?
No, I'm still here.
Hey, you better not be leaving.
No, I'm just saying that, you
it's
know.
It's sentimental shit.
I'm just trying to get sentimental. I miss you guys. It's been a while. And
why are you acting all gay?
Because I've been into gluttony and envy and pride and anger and lust and greed and sloth. And
shit!
Chad's fucking me up with that. I was like, make it your big red monkey ass. Ubian. I forget what I was going to say, but I think there's a show coming up, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. We're doing a show at the Note in
oh,
tribute
yeah.
to our good friends Ryan Dunn.
On the 23rd.
Yeah. Zach Hartwell.
And I'm doing three songs.
Yeah,
fuck
man.
Yeah, dude. It's gonna Clutch, be- Bloodhound Gang, and Lil Wayne.
And Turbo Negro.
Dude, it's gonna Which, be it's what? Gonna be and friends.
Oh,
Erection.
Is Jimmy Pop doing Bloodhound?
No, he can't make it.
He's got a thing.
He has a thing from the thing.
Thing.
I mean, we all have a thing. But
he has a thing out of the thing.
He has another thing.
Who else is jamming that night?
Cleveland, are you playing?
I'd love to. I just don't. I don't want to
just
play the
play
wrong.
Two fucking
I don't want
songs.
To play the wrong songs. I'd
Open
like to,
up.
I'd like to play something that they were both into.
What
know?
Fat songs are you
it's
gonna
sing,
be?
It doesn't matter. Just play.
It's
songs.
Gonna be an all-star game.
You're gonna sing
a,
some
I
fat
need,
songs.
You should do a Big Bottom Girls. Big
I,
Bottom.
What kind of fat songs are you
Big
gonna sing?
Big Bottom.
I think I might do a Johnny.
She's got 'em.
I know they both like Johnny Cash. I know they both like Waylon Jennings. I mean, that's about all I know. I mean,
me and Fanta Baby are doing two drummers. On a lot of songs. It's gonna be
those
weird.
Are the two I know for sure, you know?
Cleveland should do Big Bottom. She's got them.
Fat Bottom Girls.
Fat
Dean.
Bottom Girls.
Make
you
the
make
rockin
the rockin' world go down.
Yeah. Cleveland was just talking how his ass got smaller. Cleveland, you've been looking at your ass in the mirror or something?
No.
How do you measure that?
I'm Well, unfortunately,
can you imagine Cleveland looking at it, checking out his ass in the mirror?
Unfortunately, I have to see it every time I get a shower.
You checking out your
and
ass?
And I have lost some weight.
Damn, my ass has got so much smaller since yesterday.
Thanks for noticing.
Look at my fucking skinny ass fucking ass.
Thanks for noticing.
It's so sweet.
In comparison to your gut, yeah, your
thanks
ass.
Thanks for noticing, big boy.
Hey, you can
Chad,
have
we have a problem.
What is it?
I don't think I have any CDs to play.
Yeah, we have a drinking problem. There's no more beer.
CDs!
Track
we got
five
CDs
on this.
Or DVDs?
DVDs.
Shit,
you're goddamn right. Yeah. I got
so,
3Ds.
You know what? You know, Bam, I'd love to hear the Erasmus, dude. I like the Erasmus.
Well, if you feel like walking in my car, I'm going to get it.
No beer. Destination darkness.
Are we doing GG
no
songs?
No beer.
At the note gig coming up?
Well, we can do that if we feel like
I think Rabby Boy wants to sing on it, too.
That would be awesome.
What, that one?
Yeah. Rabby Boy and Bam Bam on stage together. That'd be fun.
What track is it, Bam?
Oh, five.
All right.
I'll go to your car and get that fucking Rasmus shit out of there.
Carnival.
Who are we playing?
Carnival from Australia.
Carnival from Australia.
Yo, I caught that show.
Carnival?
At the Note. It was good.
V-O-O-L?
I don't give a fuck.
Carnival?
No, that was good, though.
How do you spell their name?
Everything.
Whatever.
Is it V-O-O-L?
Carnival. Carnival.
For serious, right. Who? It's Carnival with what song?
Track five. Okay. Off their new album.
Off their new album.
It's off the refrigerator.
Good luck, Colin.
Ice Road Trucker Refrigerators.
Yeah.
All right, Pendar.
Alaska.
Ice Road Refrigerator Truckers. Cleveland.
I'm going to Alaska.
Radio Bam, Sirius XM. Shut up, Cleveland.
That's fine.
Shut up, Cleveland.
You can say what you want. This is Martians of Reality.
faction, baby.
Nice, good.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. That was Carnival from Australia. And I said it was track 5, but it's actually track 6.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, it's only one number away, dude. That's pretty good. You know a lot about music.
You're such an asshole, shitbird, that I say to go to the Lamborghini and get all the CDs out of it, and he delivers
one broken one.
One that snapped in half.
How'd that
but
happen?
But, like, he didn't do it to be a dick. Like, he
was honestly like,
he honestly
was
like, here you go. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I went to the Lambo, broken. How many CDs can you put in a Lambo? Like, 4, and then you're cramped. Like, you can't really get in if there's, like, a book of CDs. There'd be nowhere for anybody to sit.
Takes the Lambo to go skateboard. The skateboard takes up most of the room.
Sure. Like, he can't take somebody with
Where's
him.
Where's the purple one?
It's in my garage.
Why is it not here?
Because I don't like driving it.
Why?
It's frightening.
What do you mean?
I don't blame you.
Shut up.
Too much fucking power, man.
Shut up.
No, I'm not good with that paddle shift shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yes, I can drive stick.
Why?
Totally
do you feel
good.
You drive it wrong?
No, I drive it all right, but it's just weird.
If you drive it weird, then it means you're driving it wrong.
I drive it fine.
When do you shift?
It would be better if you came to my house.
When the RPMs go to 4, when they go to 4 or 4.5, that's when you shift.
No, I know.
Listen to the sound of the engine.
I feel what he's saying.
Oh, shift when it's in the red, right?
Yeah, here. The clutch is too loud.
Aww.
Nah, I don't know.
The clutch is too loud. There is no clutch, Jess.
No, like, actual
clutch.
No, like
Neil Fallon. Yeah, Neil Fallon.
he sounded like Boomhauer when he was answering. He's like, y'all, I don't know about that. I ain't putting nothing in there.
I heard Jesse singing clutch today.
No, not the actual, like, car clutch, Bam. I mean, like, clutch, like, from Maryland. Like, yeah. Thing.
No, I
shifted when the clutch got loud, but that was, Elephant Riders.
I said
like, the whole thing's loud.
I sent the Clutch guys that clip of Bam singing with us in Boston.
Not the one with Cleveland on guitar?
No.
Fucker.
What? Did you really hate that?
But like Neil just looks at me. I was like, what'd you think of that? And I was expecting him to be like, yeah, that's cool. But he was just like, it was
Where's
really
my hot dog?
Good. Like, it was good. Like, he was like, really into it.
Bam does sing that song.
Hang on.
I know, you got like a good fuck you aggressive hardcore voice. Yeah. Like, two-thirds!
Because I'm mad.
You could do that shit.
Bam's rapping at the note, doing Lil Wayne on the 23rd.
And dude, I gotta
Saturday.
Be full-blown honest with you. I brought the snare for Carl. And,
hold on, wait a minute.
Like,
hold
we're
on.
Doing Lil
no
Wayne.
You're
dog,
trying to
I'm
tell
sorry.
Me that there's no fucking frozen shit in the refrigerator?
Bam's been... Bam and Nikki have been...
He's thawing. Is there frozen vegetables?
Bam broke his arm.
Yeah, but they don't stay cold as long.
He's been taping frozen hot dogs.
I need something cold on me.
How'd you break your arm?
Masking tape.
I tackled my neighbor, and I hit I hit something that was wrong in metal.
I've been to a lot of cookouts, but I've never seen one cooked on somebody's arm, like long, slow cook.
The New Hope, which get your neighbors out of there. Potion didn't work, so you tackle them.
I happen to like that neighbor.
Oh, so you tackled the guy you like.
Yeah.
That's where you
went
wrong.
I was just joking around. I bet him $20 that I beat him up. no, not beat him up.
Okay.
I'd make it up to the stairs quicker than he would. So then we had a race. And then once he was, I tackled him and I landed on something metal and wrong.
Metal's not wrong.
Speaking of going up the steps, I wish I was there when Cleveland.
You don't even care that
steps.
My arm hurts.
Just for the recycling.
That girl's coming over tonight, so.
Is she?
The girl who you farted up the stairs with?
Apparently, I didn't do everything wrong because she's coming over tonight.
See? Does she know that we all know that you farted up the stairs?
I haven't seen her in months.
Dude, fart while you fuck her.
He met some girl.
I don't even remember that. I'll never admit
totally,
to that.
She was totally into him. He starts, like, making out with her and shit. Then he gets way too drunk and farts his ass up the stairs.
Sit tight, babe. I'll be right back.
So everybody's sitting at the pirate bar like that, and then all of a sudden you hear.
I don't even do that in front of my own friends. Why would I do it in front of some?
Because
girl
you were blacked out, fat
with?
Boy.
Yeah, that's why. Because you don't fart and you were holding it all in, and then when you went up the
you
steps,
were blacked
it,
out. You don't know what you were doing.
Because G gave me a full glass of what I thought was water. It was fucking vodka.
Fart juice.
And I chugged like 4 gulps of it, like an idiot.
This
vodka
whole,
makes
Kato,
you fart.
Dude. Are you going to the hospital?
It makes you black out.
Cleveland, nobody cares.
Bam's taping frozen hot dogs to his arm right now.
saying how much you hate people talking about you shitting and farting, but that's all you're here to do.
Man, okay. If my girlfriend doesn't like my shits funny. And farts, then she
it is funny. You've been talking another... about it the whole show.
I haven't said it. I've been defending
We're not
myself.
Even paying attention to you, and you're like, I do not fart. I do not fart.
I've been defending
The more that you
myself.
Even talk about whether you do or don't, people are picturing your fat ass farting.
Whatever.
Everyone knows you fucking fart.
Quit bringing it up. Yeah, let's talk about something else.
Your farts probably fucking reek, dude.
Let's talk about... You're probably going to get a...
They probably fucking smell so
If I do it all the time, you would know.
Dude.
You're probably gonna,
if I do it all the time, you would know.
Yo, you're gonna end up with a red sock, dude. You're going to have a red sock.
Hold on, guys. Yeah.
Chad.
Bam's frozen pizza. Bam's macaroni and cheese.
Purple Gatorade.
Oh, what else did Bam buy?
Talk about something else.
Man, that purple Gatorade makes me want to fart, man.
Let's talk about something else. It's way
dude,
more
gonna,
important than right, you're talking
about. You're going to end up with a red sock, man.
Dude, every time Shipbird farts, it sounds like he shit his pants.
I got a cleft
palate.
It's
like one of those wet ones.
What else did Bam buy today?
Dude.
Boring.
I got a cleft palate, man.
Boring.
My asshole cannot distinguish between a solid and a liquid, man.
Believe me, I brought the recorder out. This is you in the bathroom last
Boring.
Night. Dude, I fucking record everything.
Cleveland, don't feel bad. Every time Shipbird shit or farts, it's like rolling the dice. He doesn't know what it's gonna.
They just like fucking because they get a reaction. That's all it is.
I think it's
like roulette. It's like either red or black, dude.
I think it's funny that God put a check valve on the bottom of a fuck or bottom of me. It's like a check valve.
Oh, hey guys, what kind of lunch meat the Bam buy again?
You're just lucky you don't blart.
Oh, I just
like...
ate it. I won't even pay him back.
Shipper blarts all the time.
I blart, dude.
Yeah. So gross.
Actually, I shart.
I pay for Cleveland to live here and fart out my food.
Well, you know.
He farts out my food and I'm paying for it.
Bam, I gotta tell you, one time I walked past a fucking bowl of salsa and my asshole opened up and it was had nothing to do with me, dude. I walked past the bowl of salsa. Yeah. Let's hear that one again.
Dude, you shit your pants on the way home from work and you're like, I'm coming over. I'm like, no. Like,
where did that come from?
I don't want your shitty ass in my house.
Dude, I have a pair of underwear in my truck. It's been sharred on, and I just don't feel like dealing with it. So it's under my seat, and I'm like, fuck it. But then I get in my truck, and I'm like, man, it smells like shit.
Shipper, man. Be honest. How many times have you blarted?
How many days are in a year? Asshole.
Why is it? Is that the Bush beer?
Yeah, I think it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, dude,
it
you drink it... Bush beer for like years and years. You're gonna,
PBR.
You're gonna
blart. You take PBR, Mickey D's, and fucking Bush beer. And you'll get a fucking red sock asshole. You'll shit out your own asshole and you'll have a red sock.
Listen, what? A week ago, Louis took me to a party in Philly, like a house party in South Philly.
Right.
This dude shows up. He's so wasted that he shits his pants. Then
oh, well.
He goes into the bathroom and he's scooping out the shit from his boxers.
So fucking talk
and somebody,
about him.
Someone opens up the door and sees him doing that. And then he gets embarrassed.
Scooping.
So, so he takes the shitty boxers and throws them in the bathtub.
Ew.
And then he leaves on his bike. And then he realized that they were his favorite boxers, so he shows back up an hour later to get his shitty boxers.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So you have real stories, so tell the real stories. Yeah. Come on.
What real story?
That was a real story.
It was.
Did I pay for you to fucking fart my food out?
Pay for me? Come on. I just bought $150 worth of groceries.
How do you explain this?
I did.
Oh, is that Bam for the pizza? That's Bam's for the pizza.
I just bought 100 yeah, there it goes. I don't even eat them.
You know, the good part is everybody poops, and
whatever.
We all know it's funny.
Except for Cleveland, obviously.
Yeah, he holds it in.
I just don't like, it's just gross. Like,
it is gross watching you do it.
I don't do it.
Wash it down with a little bit of purple Gatorade.
I don't shit or fart in front of anybody. I'm polite.
Did you piss out
so
a cheese
you must have a fucking
tell that to the video.
Everyone
tell that
else,
to the video footage that I have.
Everyone else around here does. That's the hypocrisy of the whole thing.
Ew.
I poop.
I'm polite about it.
You know what I want to do?
And that's why you fuck with
me. Check this out. I want to go to the craft store and buy those little eyes that you
fucking
can.
Gross.
The little eyes you can buy that roll around, the little black thing.
You don't even need those because I have a contour camera and I filmed him farting up the stairs. So when he says that he doesn't do it,
how funny would it be?
Look at the video footage.
Post it. Let's see it.
How funny would it be?
It's not word. It's not word. Cleveland, it's not word of mouth.
I have the audio.
It's not word of mouth. It's word of ass on video.
This is so gross. Like,
it's ass to mouth.
There's so much more we can talk about.
So much more to fart about.
You're the one doing it, Chad.
So Def Leppard's touring.
You're the one that control the farts over there, not me.
So is Whitesnake.
Cleveland, if I passed out, would you give me ass to mouth resuscitation?
Fuck no. Fuck no.
Oh my fucking god, dude.
Yeah.
Everybody acts like gas.
This is overkill.
This is underkill.
We're beating a dead horse.
We're beating a monkey's red ass.
We're beating a dead horse.
Look
out. Ew.
Chad, can't you see how upset he goes?
No, he's freaked out.
About him taking a shit.
I'm not freaked out. I think it's lame.
Everybody shits. Everybody who's listening
just
to the radio
warn takes
them
a on
shit.
Twitter.
Yeah,
but the fact that you get so upset about it is the reason
I'm
why we keep talking about it.
Yeah, try doing it to anyone else and see what happens.
Chad, what was that
try
story?
Try it to me.
When you were in Hawaii and then the girl, you know, when you're in the girl will run the shower and pretend she's getting a shower, but she's really pooping.
In the
but
shower?
But she forgot to flush.
Shitting in
the
shower.
Darren.
Who was that?
Some girl, like Vern's girlfriend or something.
No, I remember. She turned on the shower, acted like she was getting one, but she really had to take a minging ass shit.
It's covered.
So what does she do? She gets her hair wet.
Yeah.
And then walks out the door.
She's
and
she so
got,
busy.
She got sidetracked that she forgot to flush the toilet.
Oh,
so
damn.
When he goes in, he sees this big fucking shit.
And Darren
toilet.
Said it was like Mississippi mud in there.
Oh, man. You know, the girls try to use a shower and the sink is
she's
white
like,
noise.
I'll be right back. I'm just going to wash my hair real quick.
They
get
try
a quick
to use
shower.
It, they try to use it for white noise. It's like white noise. I've done it. I've coughed while, like, when you're in a bathroom in the airport and shit, and you're
Remember when Vern was getting pussy in the tour bus, and then Darren walks in and he goes, "It smells like fucking asshole."
Vern fucking that chicken.
And then the girl comes out. Was he fucking?
Yeah, you can't cover that shit. There ain't no renews it that takes care of that shit, man. Like,
I saw him.
It's a good place for a stick up, you know.
Sounds like an asshole.
I saw him banging some girl who was throwing up into the PlayStation in the bus.
Into it?
I remember that.
He was banging a girl as she was throwing up into a PlayStation.
Remember the girl in the bathroom? Yeah. It was after he ate her out for half an hour. I set the video camera up in the bathroom just to see what would happen if I left the camera rolling in the bathroom. And it turns up Vern just shows up 40 minutes into the tape with some girl. And then later, she's like, "I'm not too much into guys."
What?
He's like begging her.
Well, good. I'm your man.
And then the line came in to play the PlayStation, and the screen scrambled, and they're like, "What the fuck?" There's just puke all in it.
Was she still trying? Was he still trying to kick game with her after she already told him that?
Oh,
because that's
begging.
A sure shot signal that she's not into you.
He was begging.
She likes
after he had fucking gone down on her for a half hour. The stinkiest fucking. Pissy ass fucking RV.
It smelled like a pack of dudes in there.
She's into poop.
Foot and
she's
ass.
So into
ew.
Poop. She wants shit on her chest, dude, like a monkey.
Ew.
From a red monkey.
Come on.
Ass. What?
It's on video.
Is it?
Shit. Yeah. Oh, man.
So how are the Phillies doing anyway?
Hey. Shut up, fat boy.
God, I don't even like the Phillies. Let's just talk about something else. All right. Gross.
We're going to play a song.
White Lies, track 3.
Ready,
figure that one out, Colin.
Sirius XM, track 3, White Lies.
Man.
Thank you.
doesn't look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. That was a white lie.
Scott Ian.
Darren was doing an interview for CKY in England, and it was live. And he's in the middle of talking about the new album. And he just goes, yeah, the new album's kind of like... And then Scott Ian from Anthrax walks by, and he goes, Scott Ian.
Which, dude, Scott
Ian. Like, Chad's like, what the fuck is the problem with Scott Ian?
No, I fucking slammed him. I fucking...
He beats
Elvis.
Women, Chad.
I don't know.
Dude, Scott Ian is like a huge CKY fan.
That's what I kept telling him.
And he always invites us out on the damn things tours. Right?
I don't have any problem.
Is there, like, any, like, press on Scott Ian beating a woman?
It's all the rumor mill.
In LA, you hear shit about everyone. How about fucking Nick Oliveri? That shit was real.
That's crazy.
That
dude.
Just happened.
You heard about it,
he
right?
He had a 5-hour standoff with the SWAT team.
And what happened? What happened?
No way.
Nick Oliveri from Queens of Stone.
He wouldn't let his girlfriend leave the house because she was leaving him. And then he locked her in there, and then SWAT came.
Yeah, it's called crystal meth because he lives in Yucca Valley.
Yeah, but she was also going to go fuck somebody else, and I got to side with the guy there.
What?
She was on her way to go fuck somebody else, and I wouldn't let that shit happen. I put the hammer down, dude.
I hear that, but...
You know, oh, you're going to leave me and go fuck... what's his name?
A 5-hour standoff with a SWAT team, the LA SWAT team, is very rock and roll, but...
It was all for
it's not. He lives in Palm Springs.
It was all
Yucca Valley.
No, it was L.A.
If your girl's going to do that, then you got to let her go and be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
They did, but now they're all in L.A.
That kind of pussy makes you brave, dude.
No, I agree.
That shit makes you brave.
My wife cheated on me, and it was the worst thing in the world, but I still...
Who wouldn't cheat on you?
In the end, I let her go.
And you would have took on the whole SWAT
team. I'd cheat on you, too.
You know how you get her back? You should have cheated on her with a dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. That really fucks with my heart. That really fucks with their head.
That throws the old size.
That really fucks with their head.
That takes to a Jerry Springer level.
Cleveland, didn't you bang out like... Hold on. You banged out like 5 girls in the past 5 weeks.
Yeah, I have.
Does your ex-wife know about it?
I'm not admitting to anything, but...
Does she know about it?
I think she hears stuff. Because
is she jealous
now?
Because
she works at PJ Wellahan, she hears stuff. Yeah. Every person there listens to the radio show. People are obsessed with you there.
Yeah, because I say that I like Purple Rain from PJ Wellahan's, and then people show up there just to ask for one.
Apparently, everyone there knows everything about my life.
It's a pretty good movie, too.
Like, I don't know.
Well, at least she didn't work at P.F. Chang's.
Oh.
That'd have fucked everything.
What does
up.
Prince do?
Oh, huh. I'm not going to say I fucked 5 girls, but I've been playing the field,
The field.
I've been playing the field. Of pussy, not dicks.
Shipper, at the show, you should just do some Prince things. It's like,
it's like,
who has Booth's
purple
number?
Purple rain.
I got it. Yeah.
Purple rain.
Let me call her. Do you have a speakerphone?
We should have told her we were calling her first.
Do you have a speakerphone?
Yeah, she'll pick up, dude. She's right on the phone, dude.
Here, I know it.
Yeah.
I already know it.
Yo, Booth.
Oh, is that Booth?
Ladies and gentlemen, Booth.
Sweetest
lady hopefully.
In the world.
She'll pick up, dude. She'll be like, what the fuck?
Booth! What the fuck's up with Phil's ass?
God, now what the fuck's going on?
I'm just trying to figure all this out. Like, first of all, can you sum it all up? Like, what happened? Start from the beginning. Who had a problem to begin with? You and Kevin?
Tell her she's on the radio.
Yeah,
oh, you're on the radio, by the way.
Serious story of infection.
Okay.
Sears 28, Faction, by the way.
Me and Kevin were arguing, and he said some mean shit about Jay, so that pissed me off. I was getting ready to go to the post office for your dad to mail some shit. While I'm at the post office, I get that call from Kevin. But before that, I stopped at the barn, and I was talking to your mom. And Kevin overheard me say something about kicking Jamie out.
Yeah.
So while I'm at the post office, that's what Kevin goes to confront Jay about shit. Whatever he was fucking said to him, I don't fucking know. He's an idiot.
Booth, I talked to Phil and we had a shouting match, and I agree with you.
Again?
No, I told you. I agree with you. Because what the fuck does Day-Day, a.k.a. Booth's son, have anything to do with anything? Like, oh, if you're going to fucking, if you have a problem, if you're going
to
kick Jamie out.
Zero. Jamie don't have nothing to do with it either.
I know.
But Phil thinks that you and Jamie are like throwing chairs at each other over at the house when I walk in and you're watching television with your arm around her.
See?
I know. Phil doesn't know that. So Kevin thinks that you're throwing her out. So what does Kevin do? Well, I'm gonna get a hold of your son and beat his ass. That makes no sense.
I know. That makes no fucking sense. So
that's like me. That's like me beating up Ava because I hate Jess. Doesn't make sense.
It's horrible. She's fired.
It's Marcus Hook logic.
Ava does kick some ass, though.
Like, mix the words.
It'll be a good fight.
Today your dad told me, you said, why don't you just kick poof out? That'll make everything better.
Who? Phil said that?
Yeah, and I said, Phil, ain't no way Pam said that.
No, I didn't say that. I said,
I said, Boof
is kicking. She threatened to kick Jamie out of her house. And then when I said her house, Phil goes, it's my fucking house. And I go, well, what is that? Then kick Boof out then, whatever. Does that make it better? It doesn't make anything better.
Right.
Two wrongs don't make a right. And Phil, in his Chichester logic, thinks that that's what's going down. And it's not right. What the fuck does Day-Day have to do with it? It just makes me mad that, like, oh, well, I'm going to beat up Day-Day then. What does that have to do with it? Nothing.
I feel so much for hearing what's going on, and now I'm starting to feel like I was a fucking nut.
Well, apparently,
I came over, I was like, thank God, man, somebody's understanding. I hear it.
Abe told me that you did a donut. you peeled out.
And when you peeled out yesterday, I was praying to God that it wasn't the barn.
Did you actually do a donut, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, she did.
I was pissed, man. I was like you were yesterday. I was fucking pissed. I wanted to beat the shit out of Kevin myself.
Hey, remember when Cleveland clogged the toilet? Did you clean that up the other day?
How did this get switched to that? How did that go from that to that?
Holy sidetrack.
How did that go from that to that? Boof. Tell him the truth.
Remember when he clogged the toilet the other day? Did you fix that?
Tell
did you get
truth.
A plunger?
Tell him the truth.
I must have, yeah.
But was it me? Or could it have been any other hoodlums who come through here?
Did you wash the shit stains out of Cleveland's whitey tighties?
No.
Getting Boof to be mean to me is going to be hard because I'm the nicest guy ever to Boof. I love Boof.
This shit.
I love Boof. Yeah. I wash my own stuff. Thank you very much.
I wash your shit out of
my
stuff.
Bravo.
Oh, yeah. What was that about?
Yeah, we did.
And what happened?
When Utopia came, when they destroyed their house.
And I got blamed.
And what did Cleveland do wrong?
Apparently everything.
Once again.
He left, and I wanted his help, and I was pissed.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he claim that he cleaned for 12 hours when you found out that it was only two?
No.
Boof, I cleaned for 12 hours.
I had been cleaning for 2 days while they were here. They sucked. No offense, Skatopia. You guys sucked. I said it on Radio Bam. You guys were terrible. I hate you.
Yeah, terrible for Boof because she had to clean all the shit up because you claimed that you did 12 hours when you only did two.
I cleaned for the 2 days they were here. My brain was about to explode.
It's fucking Pooptopia around here.
I went into town just to get away for 2 hours. man, I'm not.
Shut the fuck up for 1 second, please. Boof, what'd you say?
Absolutely. I got
I'm trying to listen to you, but Cleveland won't shut the fuck up. What'd you say?
I try to keep everything under control tonight for the people that are coming tomorrow.
Who's coming tomorrow?
G4.
For what?
To film, you.
Do what?
I got your back.
I'm going to be there around noon for two.
I got your back,
Boof. I'm going to come early. That's
enough.
Boof. I'm going to have to call you back because Cleveland won't stop farting.
No, that's not me. That's the recording.
It's Cleveland.
You know what?
I got to leave the room.
Boof, tell him to fuck off. This isn't fair.
Bye, guys. Bye, Boof.
It's a recording.
You sat on the mic.
Dude. Cleveland, that's disgusting.
I love Booth. I'm trying to have a conversation with
him. That's gross, Cleveland, what you're doing.
Yeah, that's me farting. I'll walk out of the room and prove that it's
you're
not
wine
me.
Farting, dude.
Dude, this,
you're
radio, this walk- serious radio room smells like
I know,
eggs
because
right
it's
now.
Cleveland. Yeah, ripping
I'm,
farts.
I'm farting.
You're like Ice Road Farter.
After how gross I told you I hate that stuff, I'm the one sitting here farting. Yeah, I'm sure of that.
Fucking Ice Road Farter.
Lie from the devil.
Hey man, it's however you go down.
Just give me a fucking noose, man. Like I can't fuck. Like there's no way to get out of this,
dude. You're like
I'm gonna be the guy. Who
how do you fart and talk
I,
at the same time?
Even though I don't.
You're like a goose. You're Cleveland like a goose fart. On a noose.
Cleveland steamer.
Good question.
What's a Cleveland steamer again?
I don't know. I don't have anything to do with it.
Well, I
what
got,
is that?
I got a couple videos at home. You come out check it out.
Let's Jess, where's Cleveland? Where's Clutch steamer. Big News at?
I had the last name first
on iTunes.
What is a Cleveland steamer, Shippers?
That's when you shit on somebody's chest.
Is what? It? Do you do
why
that?
Why is
Cleveland?
It called a Cleveland steamer?
Well, because you're here. And,
No, but I've heard this. I've heard this term from a lot of people.
It's called a Boston steamer.
I have
right?
random guys. I have random people call it, and they go, "No, Cleveland, like the Cleveland, well, like the Cleveland steamer." I mean, I'm like, "Huh? What does that mean?"
Because
oh, wait, I heard it was
originated from the Boston steamer. If you're if you're going to shit on a motherfucker's chest,
but I've never done that.
Isn't it when you get a BJ while you're shitting?
Yeah, that's called plunking.
My butt's
but
got a first name, it's big.
Now,
my butt's got a last name, it's butt.
Now, if you're talking about a Cleveland
for
steamer,
the record, that's not about me. It's a song about someone else.
No, well, it's about you.
You were singing
that
song to yourself
fuck
when you were
that.
Taking the trash out.
You know,
my butt's got a first name, it's big.
You told me about this.
I put that recorder
got
in your bag.
Last name is butt.
Yeah.
I put a recorder in Cleveland's fucking pocket.
No.
He sings to himself when
no.
he takes the fucking trash out.
Yeah.
We caught him singing to himself.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, my butt's
like,
got a first name, it's big. My butt's got a last name, it's butt. You make songs up about
it.
Your
and
own
I really
ass.
I fucking love it because my first name is motherfucking butt.
I would never sing a song so simple.
Dude, I have it on fucking.
It's
tape.
A nursery rhyme. Dude.
I'd write a good vocal melody. That was simple and boring.
Yo, the third grade.
It's what you sang to yourself, dude. You didn't expect us to record it.
You didn't.
My butt's got a first name. It's big.
You told me about this 2 years ago.
My butt's got a first name. It's butt. Last butt. Name it's butt. Yeah. It's fucking huge and it poops and it makes a lot of noise and it eats all Bam's food in the mud. My name is fucking Cleveland and I'm cool. I fuck dudes and chicks like I'm cool. Cause I'm really cool and I really fucking love it. I don't like this radio show anymore.
Yeah, it's boring. Why don't we talk about something relevant?
Farts are fucking relevant.
Yeah.
Dude,
to your ass.
Everyone's
keep
into the
doing it.
Humor, but I have nothing to do with it. It's all you guys.
It's so great that you're pissed about it, and we love the energy, dude. The energy is what it's all about.
All right, then you know what?
Amber is the color of your energy.
Then I'm just going to sit here and not give a fuck.
It really is. It's like amber is the color of your poop.
But you have it. You have it.
Amber is the color of your energy.
Cleveland,
dude.
Oh. So wet.
So gross.
That was fucking disgusting, Cleveland. So, you know what?
At least people know it's a joke now.
You're reeking up the room, dude.
You've beaten a dead horse so much
dude,
that everyone knows it's not real. So
gonna,
I don't fucking care.
I have it on fucking samples.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you,
gonna,
fuck you.
He's going to end up with a red sock, man.
Maddie J is fucking awesome.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Chad, imitate him.
Ryan Cleveland takes shit and he farts.
Maddie J is my friend. You guys all can go to hell.
You notice Matty J hasn't said a goddamn fucking word.
I'm sorry, Nikki.
He's
B,
so quiet.
Nikki B.
That's him going up the steps.
He's the shit.
Yeah.
Not the shit.
You're the shit.
No, not that.
That's
kind
all
of
you
shit.
Do.
You know what I mean. Come on. No pun intended.
Dude, you
one step, two
no
steps.
Pun
three
intended.
Steps.
I love Wiki.
5 steps, 6 steps.
Can we just change
steps,
the goddamn subject?
Steps,
no.
That's 9 steps.
This is Cleveland walking up the stairs. When he already Frenched a girl and then he ruined it by farting up
I
the
stairs. I've never done such a thing!
You ever
I saw you do it.
You ever
lie!
Fart? Dude, you ever fart while you burp? While you're pissing?
No!
Fucking awesome, dude. It feels great, really great.
It's fucking annoying!
Just don't sneeze because you'll piss all over
fart,
bed.
She
really?
Thought it was annoying. That's why she left.
Farts really make you mad.
You guys act like if I would just sit here and ignore it, it would go away. That's a lie. I've tried
He's
that.
Crying.
I've never
oh,
seen.
Oh, I'm crying.
I've never seen red wine make anybody so defensive.
You would know if I was crying.
What the fuck, dude?
Farts make Cleveland cry. He cries because he farts. Because
it's gross.
Dude, you fart and cry, don't you?
When you fuck, you need to fart, dude. And that's how you know to love the bitch.
Ew.
Cleveland, remember when you said that you didn't snore and then I had to put a microphone up to you snoring and you woke your own self up?
True story.
I put the amplifier on full-blown 10. So he wakes up to him going...
That's fine. That's fine.
See, I think Cleveland feels like he's being attacked.
Yeah, this is what you woke up to, yourself.
There's five guys attacking me, and I'm by myself. What do you want me to do?
Well, drink some more wine, motherfucker.
Well, give me fucking some then.
What the fuck, man? We're just fucking with
your fart. Give me some wine.
Jesus Christ.
I heard wine makes you fart.
You're
gonna
get
a wine. So annoying.
You're going to get a wine UI.
I hope you edit.
The more fart more of my food out, Cleveland.
I hope you edit the majority of this. Actually,
let me buy food so you can go fart it out.
Keep 1% of this radio show. What?
White wine makes you fart and red
wine
makes you
fart. Because it's all about something that never happened.
Dude, we have to bleep out
every turning
fart.
Me into Joe Frong. It's annoying.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Meryl Reese saying that basically...
Did we attack Cleveland too hard?
Yeah, we attacked him. We did.
Was it an official attack?
Yes!
This is Mal Reese saying...
We lost the Furious now.
Cleveland farts.
All right, Cleveland, we're going to let you...
so fucking nice, and you guys
gonna
always attack me.
Listen.
I'm the nicest guy in the world.
In order for me to apologize about attacking
maybe that's
you,
my problem.
I'm going to let you request the next song.
I don't want to!
You want me to do it?
If there was a song, what would it be?
You tell me what song.
My first
cut.
Yeah. My butt's got a first day of Christmas.
My true love gave to me.
My butt's got a last name. It's Butt.
Butt.
My butt's got a first name. My butt's got a last name. My butt's got a name. It's the guy.
You even told me that song was about someone else.
No.
Now you're trying to give it to me.
That's not fair.
Hey, dude. Bam, can I do this for editing reasons?
What?
It's like, this is Meryl Reese saying this is a song from... Rasmus, it's called.
We don't have the
CD. We don't have that, dickhead. You gave me a fucking broken CD. Look.
Call New York and tell them to play that shit. They got it on fucking techno.
I'll play this.
My name is Cleveland.
Stop.
I like the shit. <That's
enough.
laughs> I poop on Fridays and I like the way it smells.
Monday, I took another shit on Tuesday.
Well, I took a shit on Friday. Took a walk on Wednesday. I was balls deep by Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
All right, let's play a song and say goodbye.
Gag.
Yo, come on, let's play some Gagmas.
We don't have the CD shipper.
How about?
Listen, asshole.
What?
You went to the Lambo where I told you to go.
I got two busted ass CDs.
A broken CD. It looks like the letter C. It's just broken.
Hey, play a shipper song.
It looks like a half moon.
What do you want to play?
It looks like a half fucking moon.
Yo, you want to play? I'll play. I'll fucking play.
How about jacking off at full speed while crying or drinking beers and washing them down?
Whichever you want.
Both.
I like the way Bam thinks, man.
Gluttony, anger, envy, pride, sloth, lust.
Oh,
ow! That. Fuck! Look
Bam's
at all that.
Ripping frozen hot dogs off his arm.
I thought Novak was here. Ah!
Let's get some freeze pops and put some vodka in it.
All right, well, Bam, you should check out your broken arm. Them hot dogs probably aren't going to fix a broken arm.
Otter pops with vodka.
Yeah, it's the only food that I have is Cleveland.
Bullshit from hell.
So much for purple fucking Red Bull around here.
So why don't we
fucking
see you all at the Note on the 23rd.
Cleveland will be there farting.
Shipbirds and friends.
We got shipbirds and friends, which is everybody, dude. We're going to have a good time.
Can we
got everybody.
For 1 second?
Look how mad he is.
Can we be serious for
I'm
one
still mad about
second?
The shit thing.
Look at what we're talking about.
Fuck, dude.
That's what we're talking about.
You need to chill your red monkey ass out, man. I swear to God. Your big old red monkey ass is glowing, and nobody gives a shit about
you it. You try being the brunt of the joke.
The butt, you changed it for the butt of the joke.
The butt of the joke.
You try being the butt of the joke.
Cleveland's the butt of the joke.
Hey, you're taking the heat off the ship.
Why always doing the butt of the joke?
You try being the
it's your last name.
Of the joke.
You sang it.
My butt's got a first name.
S-A-S-A-S.
All right.
My butt's got a last name.
My butt's got a first name. My butt's got a last name. My butt's got a name. It's Big Butt.
It's a lie. First off, I'm looking fucking good.
And an a-hole in a pear tree. tree.
I look good.
On the second you look day good. Butthole.
I do look good.
My monkey ass was me.
I do look
fucked
good.
It twice. All right, and I
Cleveland is
us.
The butt of the jokes.
The boot.
All right, shitbirds.
I fucking rule.
Ship.
You are a bitter motherfucker, man.
You can follow the Bam and Cleveland war on Twitter.
No, don't even don't even bother.
Bam has declared war.
Yeah. Duty war. Duty war.
You know what? Warder. I fucking quit.
It's our duty to perform war against.
All right, Cleveland quit. He doesn't like being the butt of the jokes.
Cleveland, you quit when we're already 1 minute over.
Yeah, you know. How do you know?
I'm getting out of this radio show. We're already 1 minute over.
You already got it. Oh, he quits right at the end.
Yeah. Oh, what kind of asshole quits when we're already over?
All right, let's listen to some Shitbirds. See you at the Note on the 23rd, Saturday night. Rock
in
Radio Bam.
In hindsight.
What's that? All right, stop, Cleveland. You're the fucking butt of the joke.
Jacking off and both people are crying. It don't work, it don't work. Jacking off and both people are crying. It don't work,
don't work,
it don't work,
don't work.
Into my pants I'll be prying. It don't hurt,
don't hurt,
it don't hurt,
don't hurt.
Into my pants I'll be prying. While crying, it don't work,
don't work,
it don't work,
don't work.
Jacking off at full speed while crying, it don't work.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.